They're 15 away here for the Sonali. They're going to open the score, and here's Richard Moore again. Takes it to the line, offers a big dummy. Goes himself, the big fella. Former Halifax player, of course. Wrapped up a yard short of the line, just to the left of the post. Carlisle will swing the pass now here to Wilde. Wilde, short pass for Davies. First points of the afternoon, or is it? Or is it? Did he drop that, or did he get it down, John Davies? Referee said it is a try. Well, the Halifax fans down at that end are not happy. Well, Davies barged over the line, but in putting it down, the ball did come free as he banged it over the line. But it is Halifax 0, Featherstone 4.
Yeah, he's in good third position as well. The referee puts as well the in-goal touch from there. It's the first time Featherstone have had good field position. Plenty of questions being asked at Halifax defence, certainly with the involvement of Fakhrin Wilde. It's absolute pizza in a pass to John Davies. And, well, for Marnie, he's missed a consistent week in and week out for Featherstone. They weren't going to stop him 5 metres out. He gets the first four-pointer. Great player from Featherstone, first time in the 22, asking plenty of questions and turn the pressure into points.
They're going to try and get it out wide here. Morel has gone for the 40-20 kick. He's got the distance. He needs a bounce, and he's got one. What a kick from Morel. What a great kick from Scott Morel. And it's got Halifax on the front foot now. They want to take the tap quickly. They can do. The Rovers players are not back. It should be a walking try. They're over the line. But he's held up. Oh, dearie me, Ed Barber looked a certain scorer, but there, Scoy, we see that new rule, the tap restart. As soon as the referee's back 10, you can play on. Featherstone had about 5 men in the defensive line.
Well, they forgot the rules, didn't they? And I said that's how it should be. You should be rewarded for the 40-20. That's exactly what Halifax have got here now.
And they're going for the line, and they will score. Ben Kay from dummy half did a pirouette and just strolled through the Featherstone defence. Take a bow, Scott Morel, the kick on his team out of their own 30 to the 10-metre line. And Halifax score on the next tackle. 3 to go to the break. Facts are back in it. It's Halifax 4, Featherstone 8.
Yeah, they are back in this game. And as I say, Richard Marshall, he will be disappointed, certainly with the field position what they've had. Certainly this first 40 minutes, and they haven't put any points on there. But it's that man again, Scott Morel. Brilliant play, great 40-20. Great reaction. The Featherstone defenders, they were thinking, well, you know, we'll take his time from there. Great enthusiasm, and well, Ben Kay, he's come off the bench. He's wanted to make some impact from there. And boy, oh boy, as he made an impact, he's just got his team back into this game with a four-pointer.
Ball played here now. They move it wide to Briggs. Briggs with a little grubber kick in behind Warrens. He's made a mess of it, and that's going to be a try for Briscoe. Well, an absolute calamity from Halifax. First, Sharp didn't deal with the long kick downfield. And then Warrens had all the time in the world just to knock the ball dead or even fall on it. He dilly-dallied, and Luke Briscoe picked his pocket. First points of the second half go to Featherstone. They extend their lead to 12 points to 6.
Well, Rob Warrensy, what are you doing there? What are you doing? The ball should be on the M6-2. You're an experienced player. You're a quality player. It should not be happening. No way, mate. It wasn't the best of kicks, you'd say that. It should have been on the M6-2 motorway, but I'll tell you what, Briscoe said, if you don't fancy it, I fancy getting the 4 points, and that's exactly what he's done to maybe just put Featherstone in control of this game. But boy, oh boy, Rob Warrensy, what an absolute howler.
10 metres away, right in front of the post. They're coming now to Kay, gets an outrageous dummy and puts in the big man. Kalei, who will sign up with a try for Halifax. Great play from the dummy half, and Killane will not score an easier try. Briscoe, the hero at one end, the villain at the other. Facts are right back in it. Halifax 10, Featherstone 14.
I'll tell you what, Mark Wilson, as an ex-halfback myself, I just love it when you see somebody just play with that vision and awareness and say to the big man, hey, listen, you just run into that gap and the ball is coming to you. Brilliant setup by Ben Kay. He's not only scored a try there, but just created absolute pizza of a pass to the big man. You ain't going to stop him 5 metres out from there. And brilliant, brilliant player from Ben Kay. Great to see. But it's just the cough-up mistake from Featherstone inviting him back. And the quality what Halifax have got, they'll punish you. They will.
Wilde out of dummy half. Great run from Wilde. And he's brushed two tacklers off. He's over the 20. He's going for the line, Wilde. He stumbles and dragged down 5 metres short. Great run from Wilde. Then ends it with the theatrics and wins a penalty. Right in front of the post. Great play. Oh, is that, hold on?
Simbin.
Yellow card.
He has.
Well, this is a crucial call. I'm not sure that's a Simbin in. But he's Simbin, the Halifax player. Who's in the bin?
It's on the deck. Let's have a look, is it?
Well, the yellow card was out quicker than the
Is it Grix? He's on the deck with the physio. Is it Grix who's on the
Was that a yellow card for you?
No, it wasn't.
And Fairbank will take 10 in the bin. 26 left, and Facts have now got a huge 10 minutes. They need to defend this set as well. Griffin will run it in. And how costly does that Scott Morrell drop over the line at the other end look now? Because Halifax are under the pump. Briggs drops the ball back to Baldwinson. Baldwinson carries it to the post. Briggs waits on the right. They're underneath the crossbar now. Fed lead by two. They're going to the left, though. They've got numbers here. Sacri gets it away to Mariano, who scores. Frankie Mariano crashes over. Halifax caught short on numbers on their right-hand side, and Mariano is not going to be stopped from there. That sin binning could be the turning point of this game. Halifax 12, Featherstone 18.
Yeah, great play from Featherstone. I say the right call as well, not going for the 2 points, keeping the pressure on. And I say Fakhri, big Frankie, he said, hey, listen, I'm going hard and straight and direct. I'm going through the gap. Peach of a pass from Fakhri, the one that's stopping the big man. Featherstone, are they just maybe taking control of this game now? Massive 10 minutes in the bin for Fairbank. Is that the game changer?
Ball be played now. They're going to get the ball away on the left. Here's Sacker. He's got Mariano outside him. He goes himself. Mariano got hit there off the ball. And look, he's hobbling. I think he's setting a bang on his knee. Ball comes back to the middle. Ball swung out wide to John Davis. Davis on the right, cuts back, going for the post. He's catching some lazy defenders. He's sprinted all the way to the far side, and it's going to be a walking try for Talapapa. Talapapa will score, and Talapapa might just wrap this game up with 15 minutes left. Featherstone lead by 12 points and a kick to come here in the £50,000 game. The cash might be heading towards Featherstone. They lead 24-12.
Yes, I would imagine the chairman, Mark Campbell, he'll be phoning his bank manager and say, listen, this 50 grand is going to be deposited in around about 15 minutes' time, because it just looks like here now that Featherstone have taken control of this game. There was nothing on, and John Davis, he went scooting across the field. Absolute beauty of a ball of Big Talapapa. And he's not stopped the big man from 10 metres out, stepped off the left peg. He went over for the four-pointer. Quality player from Featherstone. Have they just taken control here now with 15 minutes and 4 seconds to go of this game and got themselves an extra £50,000 in the bank?
The five out, last one. Are they going to score here? Carlisle gets it away to Briggs. Briggs gets it to Davis. Davis miss out, pass intercepted by Warrensley. And Warrensley's away.
Won't
now Hardman's
him.
After him. Hardman is going to get to him. Is he going to tackle him? No, he's not. Warrensley has gone 95 metres to breathe life into Halifax here. They're back within 10, and there's 13 minutes left. What a finish from Rob Warrensley. Races 95 metres to score. Halifax 16, Featherstone 26.
Well, John Davis, he was the creator of the last drive of Talapapa, and then he's gone for the big Wally Lewis, and Warrington said, thank you very much, I've crossed my time. A try this afternoon by not kicking the ball dead. He takes the interception, as Mark Wilson just called it, 95 metres going. He reckoned Hardman was getting there, but Warrington was having none of this. He was having none of it. He's gone the 95 metres, so maybe just put Halifax back into this game. And I said there's two or three tries yet. How many more is the mark?
There's a ball now inside the 10. Well, Warrensley on the 10 will play the ball. Tackle number one, 6.5 minutes left. We've seen some grandstand finishes in Super League and the Championships this season. Now we're going to get another one as Morris is wrapped up on the about 5 metres out, right in front of the post. Moore gets it away now to Grix. Grix to the man outside. They're going to score in the corner. Ben Heaton, great hands. Morrell fires the pass out wide, and the score in the corner. Now this kick has to go over with 6 minutes left. They've reduced the deficit again, but if they're going to win the game, which they need to do, this kick has to go over.
It does, and they say, well, Tyra, he's a quality goal kicker, is he, from there? But oh boy, oh boy.
26-20 now to Featherstone.
5.5 minutes to go. It's just some more tries left in the last 5 minutes. You can just see the urgency now here from Halifax. Featherstone, the pressure's on them now. The Halifax chairman's just phoned his bank manager up and said, hold on, give us 5 minutes, there could be 50. There could be 50k soon.
Well, this is a tough kick. He's about 3 minutes.
The Halifax
touch.
Fans will tell us, Mark.
Well, he missed an easier one than this just about, 5-10 minutes ago. Tyra looks up at the post, 5 left. Kick on its way, on its way. Oh, he's hit the post! It's hit the post and bounced out. Oh, it was a great strike. and it's hit the inside of the post and bounced out. It's still a six-point game, and there's only 5 minutes left. Halifax 20, Featherstone 26.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. And Tyra himself is just shaking his head, and so close, but yet so far. 4.5 minutes to go here now. Which way is this going, Mark Wilson?